This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. President Donald Trump says he is considering issuing an executive order to add a citizenship question to the U.S. Census.
I just spoke with the Attorney General. We have a number of different avenues. We could use all of them or one.
Trump says he has four or five ways for his administration to add the question to the census. The Supreme Court has already ruled that the government's reasoning for including the citizenship question did not meet standards for a clear explanation. The deadline for U.S. government lawyers to give a reason for including the question on the country's 2020 census passed earlier today. U.S. employers sharply stepped up their hiring in June, adding a robust 224,000 jobs. That's considered an indication of the economy's durability after more than a decade of expansion. The government sector was a major source of hiring, adding 33,000 jobs in June. Sudan's ruling military council and a coalition of opposition and protest groups reached an agreement to share power during a transition period leading to elections, setting off street celebrations by thousands of people. Reuters' Emily Withers reports.
It could mean an end to a standoff that has seized Sudan. The Northeast African country's military and civilian leaders have struck a deal to share power for a span of 3 years. Thousands of people came out onto the streets to celebrate the news. The two sides held talks in the capital Khartoum for 2 days. They agreed to rotate power between them, set up an independent technocratic government, and launch an independent probe into the deadly violence of recent weeks. Talks restarted after a month-long pause and a bloody crackdown by the military.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. From Washington, this is VOA News. A new UN report accuses the government of